Hello?
So how I call you to get your mom's date of birth and address, and I forgot.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay,
yeah.
Your date of birth is 5/22/41.
And they, and address?
4701 Somerton Road, apartment 316 in Trevose, PA, 19053.
And what county is this in?
Bucks.
And this is private pay, you said, right?
No, not private pay. We have a waiver.
The waiver?
Keystone.
Okay.
The Keystone
Got
choices.
It.
Yeah, we have 84 hours a week approved.
Okay.
And that process nearly killed me to get that done, I have to tell you.
No, it's and they make it very difficult. Thank God your mother has you. Imagine if your mom had to do this all by herself. They'll give up. Most seniors give up.
She would never have gotten it.
No,
and then the
no.
appeal, I had to do the appeal with the home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I did. I mean, it
but
was
good
yeah.
for you. Look, you got it.
Yeah, I mean, it, yeah. But so now we're trying to, yeah, I mean, hopefully get some good people. We've had some real hit or misses, though, like, you know.
It's going to be like that, but you're going to find one caregiver that you're going to fall in love with because they're just that good, and you're going to keep them forever. So
that's why I hope. I'm telling you,
yeah,
Nina would have been able to do the 12. She would have been the one.
Yeah, absolutely. You're gonna find it. It's like you said, it's a numbers game. It's a hit and miss, but you'll get it.
Right. And as far as the people that you have to work, you have all the challenges too. You know, like you know, well, there's certain kind of workers. You know that.
Oh, it's all over the state. All over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't control that they're not going to show up or not do that,
no.
You know.
No, and they could promise you, I'm going to be there first thing in the morning. I got you. And first thing in the morning, they're nowhere to be found.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, we know. Okay,
and
that's why
I feel bad
going
because
to
then the seniors stay without care, and it's not the agency's fault. I mean, we've hired them. We've put them through the ringer. We've given them all the tools necessary to succeed. They just don't show up because their work ethic sucks. And it's a shame.
It's unbelievable.
It's the reality of it.
It is unbelievable. I know.
Yeah.
Nobody
wants to come out to work. I don't know what's going on with this generation, but in my generation, we went out partying, and we got home at 5 in the morning, and we were up at work at 8 o'clock on the dot. Like,
absolutely.
This generation wants to party, and they can't get up to go to work. Like,
and I actually had one of them text me that she just got her period, and she has to go home. I'm like, I had to
go to work. That's right.
Well, you have your period. That's not an excuse not to go to work.
Exactly. Oh, my God. You're so right. You're so
right. I know.
Right.
Yeah. But
okay. Good luck to you and your mom, and you call me if you need me. I'm Jasmine. Okay?
I'm with family first.
I already put in the request to get you those good people that you need to cover those hours, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks.